Michael, you're man of the match. What are your thoughts after that?
That was a good one now. It's tough enough conditions now. There was a wind across the field and we had a very slow start. We went 1-1 to a point down after about 15 minutes. So, well, we dug deep then. We got into it near the end of the first half and then with a good second half performance, we kept picking them off on the counter. So, we're happy enough.
Yeah, you came up here without Cian Mulligan and Kieran Gillespie, two big losses, and then you lost James O'Wheeler in the warm-up. Did that disrupt things a bit for you?
Here we knew we were missing boys, so everyone had the mentality that we had to perform or else probably going to get dumped out now. We'd blow as well. Shane Ferry and Jeremy Fadden had exams today in Dublin, so they couldn't make it too. But we have a great bunch of young lads there, about 17, 18. They were unlucky to Milford, I think, beat them in a minor semi-final this year, and Tom's really nursed them through the years, so we've a few players coming through. So
yeah, you mentioned your slow start, but you finished the first half very strongly. Gavin McBride, a bit of a fortuitous goal, all right, but you kicked on and had 3 points to spare at half time.
Yeah, we're very slow now. We're very sluggish, I'd say, a bit of the journey, and plus just adapting to it. You know, first game since the county final. We got into it then. Narasa, the problem was first 10-15 minutes we were trying to kick ball in. They had about three sweepers there, but we kind of adapted and we're grand then. So
yeah, the second half again you came out strongly, and your the second goal for Goodour, your goal, an excellent strike, but ball flew in from into the top corner from about 20 metres. Did you mean it?
I try to get power on it now. Luckily enough, we're in top corner, so I'll leave that for everyone to decide if they mean it or not. So
very good. And Eamon Collum and Darrell Wheel added goals. You closed the game out very impressively. Your game management was good.
Yeah, we're well used to that now over the years. When we got to finals and big games, we've a very good team there, there's no doubt in that. And usually we maybe have a few points up. So we're well used to just playing keep ball around the middle, picking the gap and then going through it and just getting a handy score, you know.
Yeah. You're now advanced through to the quarter-final. You play Donegal from Monaghan next week. That'll probably be a tougher test for you.
Yeah, it'll be tougher now. Last year we had Antrim champions in the quarter-final and we kind of, same kind of game as today. We slow start, but then we dug deep. But it'll be a big test. Monaghan, you know, it's a big Ulster GA football and county. It'll be tough now, a week turnaround. Hopefully we'll get a few boys back. We'll have Shane and Gary back and we'll see what Cian Mulligan's like.
Yeah, you mentioned last year you came up here and were defeated by Wally Graham's, kind of very unlucky to lose that day. You've pretty much everybody back again, everybody's underage. Can you go a bit better this year and reach the final?
Yeah, well, that's what we'll be aiming for now. Last year, we think we're seven starters from the county final against Ballyshannon. We're out for the game against Wally Graham's, and that was a game I felt we should have won. We're up by about 4 or 5 points in the second half, but they're a good club team now. All the Grahams have cleaned up with this age group, so but here we'll see how we can get on anyway. We'll play it by ear. We'll be out next week again, but we don't know if we get over next week. We'll have Mulligan back with a few more boys back, a few weeks training, and sure we'll see what happens.
Yeah, a hectic time of the year for you. You're obviously playing for Donegal in the McKenna Cup too, the college's football with LYT will be starting up, and you're up here with Guidoor. So has it sore in the body these days?
When you're young, you find it a bit easier now. But Declan and John McElhome, all the boys, Fisher, they're looking after as well. We're not doing hectic training now. Young fellas are playing most of the games because you get more out of the game than you would out of 4 or 5 sessions. So that's the way we're looking at it here, January, February.